Welcome to Dronic Group Drone Business Chats. We talk about the ups and downs of being in the drone industry with Lee Castledine and Andy P.
Welcome back to another Drone It session here, podcast, and now with video as well, so you guys can see our mugs. Today's a little bit of a special little side podcast for this week. Well, we've got Lee away. In with us here, we've got James, one of the Drone It family members. Who's just got back from 2 weeks in China, jetting around Shanghai, Great Wall, Beijing. And James will fill you in on the exact places he went and what he got up to, particularly with drones, which is why we're all here now. Excellent. All right, well, thanks, James, for joining us and putting up a bit of time here to tell us about your experiences traveling in China with drones.
I walked all the way over from my desk just over there.
Excellent. Great. All right, mate. So, just a bit of an overview first. How do you fit in with the Drone It family, James?
My role at Drone It is predominantly in sales, marketing, and I manage all the digital assets. So, I manage our developer, our sales team, and we build websites. We sell training courses and hardware, of course.
Yeah, look, and another side, we're obviously James is part of the family, so we'll do a few more chats with him down the track, essentially for the people that listen to our podcast more for, I guess, for the business side of things, which is super important. And we'll talk more about that stuff down the track. But why we're here now and what I really want to find out about is China. Let's do it. So China hit the ground running. Was it, where did you get to first and did you take the drone out there?
I did. So I was I was curious about whether or not we could fly in China, and turns out that the rules are very similar to Australia. A little bit more strict where you have to register, where you're supposed to register your drone, which is, unless you speak Chinese, is an adventure on its own.
Oh, I bet.
So you need to use the – I used Google Translate app to translate the web page.
Yeah.
You can it's pretty good. And you need to register your drone, which spits out a sticker, and you stick it all over your drone. Hi, and just a tip on that, to register your drone, you need a Chinese number. So to get a Chinese number, you need to be in China. So yeah, you can get a Chinese number at the airport.
Yeah,
There's kiosks and then there's people you can buy them from.
As you land.
After you land.
Yeah, cool.
And then you can sit down in the airport, register your drone if you want to, or just get to your hotel.
So that's a definite hot tip for anyone traveling to China with a drone, by all means. Yeah. All right, so was it a bit in the city, parks?
Okay, so looking at the DJI no-fly zone map, you can put in China and you put in Shanghai. And you'll find that most of it is safe to fly. It's okay. It's not as in depth as CAS's "Can I Fly Here?" App, but it's basically open to fly wherever you want with some common sense. However, there are signs up almost in all public places with a picture of a drone with a line through it.
So
what I did was I found a park. There's a few parks around. It's a beautiful city. Amazing city, and found a bamboo forest, which interestingly is full of cats. But keep the mice out, you know. So it's a pussy cat bamboo forest.
That's what it was called.
I think that's what it translated to.
Ah, good.
And you can buy beer in there, but I didn't drink. And anyway, so I found a spot, little clearing where no one could see me, and I launched the Mavic Pro and straight up in the sky. Fast as possible.
Yep.
Up to the max altitude, of course, which is the same as Australia.
Cool.
And just got that skyline shot that I've been chasing for
sure. Yeah. And we got some of that footage too. So we'll be putting up some of that footage, if not on the video, then on our social media sites for sure.
Yeah. It was a bit overcast when I was there, which is a shame. But
yeah.
Got it nonetheless.
Yeah, right. I wonder how many sort of sunny blue days that they have in such a metropolis like that.
Well, it was spring. It is spring there now. So my first 4 days there were beautiful.
Yeah, right.
Perfect temperature. April, best time to go. Absolutely.
There you go. There's another tip right there, guys. Hot tips. Mm. All right, cool. So last day in Shanghai. Mm. went hard with the drone. And then where did you go after that? Was it Beijing?
No, I went west. So
west.
Yeah, dog-legged out. I had a dream to climb Mount Huashan. Mm-hmm. Mount Huashan. I'm not sure how to say it. And so I flew into Xi'an. I flew into Xi'an.
Mm-hmm.
And from there took a high-speed train, which is 300 kilometers an hour.
Oh, that's so cool, man.
To a place called Huyin.
Huyin.
And who are you? And yeah, did everything through Airbnb, had it all planned, yep. all booked, which is awesome. And
so you didn't have to use any travel agents. That's this day and age, man. It's so easy.
Yeah.
That's so good to do,
yeah.
man.
Do it yourself, or if you're a bit worried, Flight Center. Recommend.
Okay.
Just run it through Flight Center.
Going through the airports with drones and your stuff.
Yeah.
Any questions? Anyone pull you up? Any sort of what are you doing with this? What's going on?
Yeah, it was interesting. So I'd read that you have to carry your batteries in your carry on.
Yeah.
I'd read that maximum of two. One can be in the machine.
Yep.
But I took my machine because I wanted to take three batteries, so I put my machine in the carry on too.
Mm. James had the Mavic Pro, which is you can do that. You can't really carry an Inspire. or a Matrice or something like that. Yeah, it'd be funky. Going to the races.
So Qantas and China, and same with Australia, they check every single thing. And it's even stricter in some parts of China. Beijing, very strict on the batteries. I had a mobile phone charger confiscated because it didn't have the power wattage on it.
Wow.
But Qantas and everything, everyone was cool. So they want to just look at the battery as long as it says the power of the battery on it.
Yep.
You're good.
Yeah.
And they're like, yep. And they Qantas will wrap a sticker around it.
Okay.
You don't need to use the travel bag. However, if it makes you feel safer, you want to cause a fire.
Yeah. I use the travel bag so it automatically people sort of go, oh, this guy knows what he's doing. He's traveling. I'll just have to look at one bag. All everything in the bag the same? Of course it is. Not a problem. Thank you very much. Enjoy your holiday.
Yeah, and look, China have the same rules as Qantas did.
Okay.
In Australia.
Sweet.
Not a problem. They just have a quick look in the bag, pull the drone out, show them. Yeah, no worries.
Boom, move along.
Seen it 100 times.
Yeah, exactly. So you're in Huashan.
Yeah.
And what was there? There was a mountain there you particularly wanted to get up to and get a bit of drone action about.
That's right. So it's a pretty tall mountain, about 2,500 meters tall, and you start off at an altitude about 400 meters. So you can take a gondola up. I wanted to walk the whole thing, and that's where my first adventure and realization that I'm definitely not at the commercial level, and I made a few mistakes, and had to climb the mountain 1.5 times.
Wow!
I made a critical error.
Oh, okay. Please explain.
It's a bit embarrassing, but I haven't got my REPL yet, so I can share. It's all learning experience. So, So I was at my hotel, which had a rooftop I could go on. It's spring, so I was the only person staying.
It's actually a cool rooftop from the footage I saw. Mm. It looks like a Mexican style flat top. You can have a party up there.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
I ate my dinner up there, had some drinks. Look, I don't know why I'd make last minute changes to settings. I constantly do this for drones, and it creates headaches. So I set my home point to GPS, to where I was standing, not to controller. I don't know why, I just did it. So I did that, and I set a radius of 4 kilometers maximum. I don't know why I did that, I just did it. So off I went. So I did it was a test flight because I wanted to take this drone up the mountain, and I put it up, flew it all around town, couple of k's away, towards the mountain. There's some footage of that too. Had an interesting experience with the wind. I flew downwind foolishly and had to sort of tack like a yacht to get it back.
Interesting. I've done that before a few times.
Two successful flights and good. Then carried it the rest of my day and the next morning packed all my gear and charged ready to go. However, I didn't change any of those settings like the radius, the GPS location was still set for the hotel, etc.
Young players, take some notes here.
Yes. So I won't bore you with the hike details, but it's a very steep mountain, a lot of steps. thousands and thousands of steps. Like, and it's straight up, you're almost like a ladder. It's called the soldier's path. And if you want to walk from the bottom, or just take the cable car if you're lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And about halfway up the soldier's path, halfway to the where the cable car goes, I thought this would be perfect opportunity to fly the drone back down the valley I just hiked up, and then film coming back up to where I was standing. It's a beautiful view and a vantage point. And so I needed a rest, so I launched it. And but when I plugged my phone in, it wouldn't connect. The phone, my phone wouldn't connect to, it would connect to the machine, to the drone. But when I went into the app, everything was grayed out. So it said it was connected, but it wasn't. It's bizarre. And it could have been an update required.
Yeah.
Some kind of restriction. So the phone being redundant, I just took it out and I thought, well, I can just eyeball it. I'm not going to fly it that far away.
Yeah, because you can do that with the Mavic. You can fly it without the phone.
Yeah. So three things went wrong. One was focus. DJI app will suggest that you use the buttons on the back to switch them to the fixed wing.
So that's the C1, C2 buttons.
C1, C2. Yeah. Yes, and so I'd done that. And but by default, they were, I believe by default, they are the focus.
Yeah, out of the box, buttons. The C1's set as a center focus for people that don't have their phone with them when they want to fly around, much like you.
Yes.
In this particular case.
So when I had the machine on the ground, it focused as close as it could to the ground.
Yep.
And then when I took off, I couldn't see if it was in focus or not because I had the phone. And then, so this whole flight was out of focus, which is a shame.
I've seen that footage and it is a shame because that's a cool valley show. I'm like, but it looks basically like you're underwater.
Underwater, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And so the next two things were, you probably guess what happened next, because where I launched from, it launched in Addy mode because it was in a bit of a valley that went, I couldn't get a lock.
So no GPS.
No GPS. And so I raced it down the valley, off you go, thinking this footage is going to be sick. And it suddenly got a lock on. And so as I was flying it down, which is fine, it's actually flying back toward the hotel where I'd been staying. And when I thought, I'm going to bring it back now, I turned it around to bring it back and it comes up on the controller. I think the words were max range or range max.
Yeah, max range reached or something
like that.
Yeah.
And so I'd set the range to 4Ks from my hotel.
From the hotel.
And I thought, you idiot. I knew instantly what I'd done wrong. I got a little bit confused, but then I thought, it just dawned on me.
Yep.
Like, you've just lost your drone, buddy. And so I thought, I foolishly hit the home button as well, and then it flew even further away from me because it was trying to get back to the hotel. And so I stopped that really quick and I realized it was getting smaller in the distance, keeping it in
visualized. I'll just get it home, hit that, and then you're like, home's not here, man.
Nah, it's not.
Nah, we're not in Kansas anymore. It's going, it's boom, it's heading back to the hotel.
Yeah, yeah. Embarrassing moment because people were crowding around. It's not many people on the trail, but half a dozen had caught up to me. I was powering on.
Well, mostly say Chinese tourists, or
100%.
Yeah,
no
West. You were the only Westerner, much there.
Probably 98%, mate.
Yeah,
it's in spring. It's not tourist season.
So, okay,
it's a little bit chilly, which I like cold. I'd rather hike in the cold.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah.
It wasn't snowing though.
Mm.
So, and I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to do? So my battery's halfway through and I can't bring it back. And I'm trying to tell myself, you don't have to run back down that mountain that you just climbed.
Wow.
And then it dawned on me that, yes, that's exactly what you're going to have to do.
Exactly what you're going to have to do.
And so I left my bag with a complete stranger, had everything in it. And he was cool. He ran a little kiosk there. You can buy beers on the way up the mountain. You can buy anything up. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's my kind of tourist trail.
Mm. Mm. So I backed down and I took the controller with me and I ran. As fast as you can run down a ladder, I made my way back down. And people were looking at me like, what's this person doing? This crazy sort of person. And I lost sight of it. Couldn't find it, and I thought it's got to be around here somewhere. And then I moved the sticks a little bit and it made some buzzing noises, and I brought it down a little bit, and then suddenly I saw it, and by grace of something it was hovering over a temple, a little temple.
Oh wow!
And I was able to bring it down with, and I'd set the battery warnings to be really, really like the minimum because I didn't want it buggering off.
Well, what is that minimum? Is it 10 or 15? 10.
10 or 10 or 15.
10.
And I think the automatic return was 10 and then the warning was 15.
Mm. And then it just starts to go down itself. It's like, dude, I've had enough regardless. And the only way I think I've been able to stop that, which I do when I discharge batteries, is just to hold it up and it will stay. But then it's the minute you let it go, it will go down slowly until the battery runs out, in which case it'll drop like a rock.
The only other options this place could have landed was on the roof of a temple or in the river. Which I was hiking.
Wow! Yeah,
the
cool.
And it was hovering directly over the path that I had walked up, and I landed it.
Well done!
And I had a little audience there.
Oh man, awesome. I know those situations. You're peaking. Oh. You are peaking. There is. It's almost kind of spiritual. There's no future. There's no past. There is only that moment there. That's with right. You and the drone, yes. And nothing else is mattering, man. Yep. And you kind of do things that you're not expecting to be able to do. Jump faster, run quicker. It's almost like you find wormhole within the fabric of time and punch through it to get to that drone.
Exactly. It's pretty much exactly how I felt. You know, what are my options? You don't know what all of your options are.
Yeah.
And the only real one is to run back down and hope. And
your brain is computing so many things, scenarios that are going to go wrong and right. It's basically like your brain's some kind of quantum computer throwing all these decisions through various parallel universes to get back to, which in your case was awesome, a victory, which is good.
Definitely victory. And then, you know, hiked back up to my bag. It was still there and went on up to the summit.
Had a beer, I hope.
After the summit, I bought a little flask of some dragon fire poison and I mixed it with some Red Bull and I flew back down the mountain.
Oh, man, that's cool. Yeah. And that's great because we've got some of that footage too that we'll be cutting in between as we're talking now, I believe.
Yeah.
And if not, then on our Facebook and Instagram.
It was a bit windy up the top.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the downside of getting a smaller machine or a smaller drone.
Yes.
It's good for travel. However, wind restrictions.
Wind restrictions. I can imagine the uplift too. You'd be like, oh, this is fine. Oh. And as soon as it goes off that ledge, it's like, whoa.
We're in the clouds. It was really high.
Ooh.
And really windy.
Yeah.
So
I actually saw some of those footage and I was like, oh, have you got this on like time lapse? It's like, no, those clouds are moving. Man.
Yeah. It was funny up there. It was so windy. The other tourists that were there, I'm large. I'm 6'3", and most of the population are not.
True.
They were literally crawling over the rocks, and I'm just bounding through this white giant.
Wow, Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah. Didn't get kidnapped though.
Oh, that's good. No. All right, Great Wall of China. So you learned from this experience.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Change the settings immediately.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's excellent. So Great Wall of China, which is, and if anyone's been there, it's a pretty awe-inspiring place. The fact that these
20,000 kilometers, I think.
My God, and just the sheer angles that these guys were, the guys that built it, done it on. It's like, wow, I hope they had a union back then because it was tough. But all right, how did you go there? Great Wall. I've seen some of the footage. It's epic. It's pretty. It's a bit of a dry sort of barren area. Obviously, it would run through some spots, but still. Pretty majestic mountains, man.
It's so barren and steep and reminded me of parts of maybe like parts of Hawaii where the mountains are just straight up, like volcanic.
Yeah,
but no problems with the drone whatsoever. Flew like a champion. Oh, little bit of focus issues when I did a height test.
Yep.
I don't know if I can say
now,
that.
Now, were you flying? Now, you had your issue with the phone in Hushin. Did you have any of those issues while you were at the Great Wall?
Actually, good question, because yes and no. Like when I first got to the Great Wall, I did a 10K portion of hike. So I didn't go to the tourist section. I got someone to take me to this tiny town that had three people in it, but it was close to the wall, a 1K hike up vertical. And then I hiked into the tourist area. So when I was out there, mind you, and Beijing is completely no fly zone. The drone machine won't fly.
Okay.
But on the wall, it will. You're outside of that restricted area. So I made my way up to the wall, and I was on the roof of one of the guard towers, and not a problem. And I got a ton of footage, and people were there, locals that had Mavics as well, and I was flying them, theirs for them.
Yeah, right.
Because they saw some of my stuff, and they were like,
oh, here we go.
Prodding me with their controller.
Yeah.
One gentleman didn't even know how to turn it on and launch it. It was the first.
That was like his maiden voyage, and you were there to help him. This is good, man.
I'm just going to swap the drone out because mine's got a few scratches on it. I don't know. But yeah, not a problem. And I, then I hiked, and every now and then I'd put machine up, and but toward the end of the hike, yeah, I couldn't connect. I had that connection issue again.
Okay.
And I had to eyeball it a couple of times.
Right. And and what gear were you using? With it? I guess were you on like a Android or Apple?
I was on Android. It's a Huawei Mate 9.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful phone.
Yeah.
And
the camera on it's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. The camera's incredible. Shoot manual mode and everything. It's really good. And I had some connection issues towards the end. So it was just, it's sort of intermittent issues. Mm. So I don't know if it was the phone, maybe the connection.
Yeah.
A dodgy connector. I don't know. But okay. It would say I'm connected to the drone, but when I went in, just gray, can't touch anything.
Yeah, right. So, can't touch this. No. but yeah, look, I saw some, the footage you got from the Great Wall is what, exactly the kind of stuff I would have been aiming to get at. So that was the only sort of issues you had there. And then, look, I think that's pretty cool that you were helping other people fly their drones.
Yeah, it was fun. And like, I think I shot some better footage with theirs because I got more confident.
Exactly. No, that's pretty cool. All right, so that was Great Wall. Highlight of filming with a drone at the Great Wall. Mm. What was it for you?
I think just the contrast, you know, the visual contrast of having flying really close to the guard towers, but seeing the wall in the distance.
Yeah, I saw some of those shots where you came over a guard tower. Mm. I thought you were going to fly through one of the windows, which would have been pretty cool, James. Note to next time.
And then
drops off the edge, and then you sort of pan up, and then there's just a line, that great wall just going along still, as far as the eye can see, or as far in this case as the drone can see, which is a little bit further, which is good. So, yeah, man, that was cool. So after Great Wall, did you get any other footage in Beijing at all?
No.
Well, no, because you can't.
Of my apartment that I rented, because it'll take off
you. Oh, so you're flying it inside. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, because I guess it's atty.
And I'm bored. Yeah.
Needed to get your drone fixed, man.
Because, I mean, I was working, you know, it was a working holiday. So I was working from my apartment.
Yeah, James was working. We were remote. We weren't sure he was going to come back. We thought that he might be like, dude, we're setting up the drone office here in Beijing or Shanghai.
A couple of meetings with some DJI reps and that kind of thing.
As you do.
Yes. And so obviously if you're outside, it won't take off. But if you're inside, you can muck around with it.
Of course. At your own risk.
Testing out some new props that I'd bought. And
so biggest thing, what would be your tip for anyone listening to this now, watching this now, going to China with a drone? What's your biggest tip that they should know?
Learn Chinese.
It's a hard one.
Mm, maybe something a bit easier. You need to have a Chinese mobile phone number.
Yep.
You have to.
Get that Chinese SIM.
You need a VPN because Google products won't work, Facebook, social media, that kind of thing.
Yep. What's a VPN quickly?
Virtual private network.
Rightio.
And a lot of cash.
Cash.
They don't take... Hardly anywhere, unless you're in a Western bar, they won't take. There's no FPOS, no credit cards, and nothing.
Money is king, man. Cash is king.
So you can use WeChat. Everyone will say just use WeChat, but you need a Chinese bank account to transfer the money into, and you can't get that. There is a new service that I'd read about that trades currency. So if you needed Australian dollars and you're Chinese, and I need Chinese yuan, we can do a swap.
So number one tip for flying a drone in China.
in China, or basically for anywhere, is don't make last minute changes and check your settings.
Yeah.
Always check your settings.
Check yourself and, before you wreck yourself.
Do a course. Do your REPL course.
With who better than Drone It?
And Drone It.
DroneIt.com.au. Excellent. All right, mate. Look, that's great. We've got more adventures coming up. I can't wait to talk more about those that are coming up later on this year. Thank you very much, James, for joining us, giving us your tips. I really hope you guys got some good stuff out of that, and definitely go to China. Cool food, cool people. I reckon it's great. Great stuff to look at. So thanks again, James. And, yeah, look, mate, we'll chat soon.
No worries.
All right, thank you. Bye.